You're listening to TPV Virtual Radio. It's live right now on the Psalmist Voice on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Oh, oh. If this ain't waking y'all up, I don't know what it is. Oh, it's prime time. Welcome to the exclusive interview with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. We're about to bring that smoke. Here we go. This woman of God is paving the way for the next generation of vocalists. Her new EP, Lay It Down, brings a soulful church feel with a twist of that fleek and fire and a little bit of smoke for the new age believer. This woman of God is doing her thing and she's not done yet. Ladies and gentlemen, she has I Need You, and with this EP, she just laid the smackdown on everything gospel music. Ladies and gentlemen, the exclusive interview proudly presents gospel recording artist Tati Anna Barnett. Welcome to the show. God bless you. Thank you for coming, and I hope I didn't make you almost fall out your awesome seat over there, but this is what we do. See, I don't like to give nobody any info. It's when you make it, you make it, and I hope you enjoyed our little package that we set up for you, because that's what we do. Welcome home. Welcome to this exclusive interview. Thank you so much for coming this evening. I'm excited because I got two powerhouse women of God. The first show, we had your sister, Sabrina Lowe. And now we got this powerhouse, We was having church. See, I almost forgot to press the buttons. See, I was over here having a mini praise break. See, people, don't get me started. See, let me pump my brakes a little bit because I'm a little excited. So the exclusive interview is not your typical artist showcase. Now, we don't apologize for the Holy Ghost showing up and showing out. So if you feel that you got to run around a little bit, I know you don't want to because we don't want you to get all sweaty and stuff, but if you feel the need to get a praise break, you are in the right place. So it's just like you're in your living room, you're chilling. So you're at your second home over here in the CTX. So welcome to the show. So Tatiana, can you tell the people a little bit about you? Because you've been doing some stuff. And vocally, you just hitting them with that Mike Tyson two-piece special. Like, they don't see it coming. And this song right here. Now, see, you fooled me. Because, see, I didn't want to listen to it until the day before. Now, when you look at the cover, it's like, oh, this is going to be classy. It's going to be one of those angelic songs. Lay it down. Oh, it's going to sound real praise and worship-like. As soon as I hit the play button. Well, see, I still have buttons. Well, for the newer people that are listening, you just hit your iPad or you tap on your tablet or some of us got those iBuds and all that stuff. But anyway, my point is this. When I played the music, I was over here like, hold up. Wait a minute. Oh, she brought a little bit at old school. No, wait a minute. The key change. Are you kidding me? Oh, wait a minute. She threw a little bit of hook in it. See, you unplayed with people with this one. I'm just saying. See, you gave the old school a little bit of seasoning, and then you gave the new school a little bit of, okay, see, this is how we do it. See, just because I sang gospel music don't mean it's got to be dry. I'm just saying. But let me stop. Okay. All right. Let me slow down. So, tell the family a little bit about you, and we're going to have two icebreakers and five questions. So, Tatiana, introduce to the family who you are. You have the floor. Uh-oh. See, we got another one. Okay, look, Houston's been representing hard. Like, we got Mike Dixon, you know him. So, you know, like I said, that's what I'm saying. So, it's like, oh, and I got to give a shout-out to Uncle G, by the way. Got to salute that man. Just saying. The hardest working man in gospel. I'm just saying, I need some of his kick. That's what I'm saying. Like, wait a minute. Every time I turn around, Uncle G, you want a plane somewhere. I'm just saying. But anyway, let me stop. All right. Let me calm down a little bit. See, I'm a little excited here because you know, I got star power all this week with Mike and you and Sabrina. I'm just done. I'm a little done right now. So here we go with our five questions of the evening. And, of course, we like to break the ice a little bit to just get to the spiritual nitty-gritty of what we do and how we do and all that jazz. So let me go ahead and open the box. Uh-oh. What's icy coming out of the box this evening? Let's see. All right. Icebreaker question number one. Tatiana, what do you think about the state of gospel music today? You have the floor. I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again for the folks that missed it. See, I call it the movement of the indie artists. Now, we have the ones that've done it. And with all due respect, they did it well. But we have this thing called the Iron Curtain. And with the Iron Curtain, there are cracks in it now. Now, I'm not saying that to throw shade. What I am saying is that with those cracks, there are holes. And in those holes is indie artists like yourself, Mike, Sabrina, just to name a few. And what you guys are doing is bringing a whole nother element of sound that's been missing. Now, you're bringing your own ministry. You're staying in your own lane, but it's with power. See, this is, we gonna start preaching up in here, and see, I have a tendency to get a little bit happy with my special guest, so I hope you don't mind, because we get happy over here. We don't get all super corporate and uptight, I'm just saying. So anyway, I'm just excited that what you're doing, and I've seen your progression and how you've slowly made your systematic rise into the industry. Now, I'm doing this because I get a lot of hate mail and a lot of DMs about my comments. Well, you're on the most controversial radio station in the land, so I'm used to it. So all I'm saying is that what you're doing, you're strategically making your move, and you got the right person to give you that motivation in Uncle G. So all I'm saying is that he's got a solid team, individuals that know what they want to do, what lane they're in. They know what body of Christ they are in. If I'm the head, I'm a head, and I'm a rock that head. If I am the voice box, I'm good with that. I don't need to be all of the pieces, the members. It's many. So we know our lane. And what you guys are doing right now, everyone knows their piece. Everyone knows their lane. And then I'm going to get a little sci-fi a little bit. You know how, you know, the Transformers and those little shows, how they have five pieces, right? And then they say, okay, we need to build the Megazord. So they all the pieces come together and form the robot, right? Well, my point is this. This is what's happening right now in this season. With COVID happening, shutting down the church. COVID happening, shutting down artists going out and touring and going to different places, different venues. So we got to improvise. And for a lot of us, we had to get this thing called the download. Now, a lot of us had to stay in the house for a while. Uh-oh, let me get in trouble. See, when we stayed in the house, right, there was something marinating in the spiritual pot. Now, see, I don't know if you got a whiff of the aroma, Tatiana. I'm quite sure you did with the song we just heard. But all I'm saying is, it's like you get a whiff, and God's been sending these messages throughout this whole pandemic to the men and women of God that preach the gospel, men and women that sing the gospel, men and women that just go out and do their thing with the gospel. But see, there's a different twist. See, we are going out in the new season in a new way, doing new things with a new sound, with a new look, with a new intent. It's not the same old, like we go to church three times a week. We have a little hoop and a holla. We wear our nice little platforms and our red bottom shoes. And for the guys, we wear our gaiters and our $3,000 suits. No, it's time out for that. We got to get our hands dirty. And in this season, you can hear that you was laying the down on this Lay It Down EP. I'm just saying. So I don't know what you were doing. I don't know if you was soaking in some Holy Ghost fire. You was being primed and pricked, and all the stuff was being picked out of you while you was being shaped in this season to birth out this new EP. I don't know. But all I'm saying is that you are on the right track and you doing exactly what God is telling you to do, and you're doing it with confidence in God, not your own, and you're walking in your authority that you know you always had. See, don't get me started. Okay, let me get to the next question, because, see, they leaving because they don't like the serious stuff we talking. They just want to hear all the nice stuff. So let me get to the second icebreaker question. We'll get right to it. All right. What impact you want to make in this industry? You have the floor. You starting trouble over there, Tatiana. See, I'm trying to be nice, but you starting trouble. See, you saying words like kingdom and your authentic self. See, you can't be saying that on this platform because we're going to start some stuff. I'm just saying. So, okay, I'm, oh my goodness. All right, well, there you go. So I don't even have to go there, you know, with that one, because you got them guns. You making me look a little small. So I'm just saying, I'm a little embarrassed right here. So I don't even want to go toe-to-toe in the ring, let alone in the spirit of God. But see, I'm going to try my due diligence. I'm going to go in boldness and walk in my authority and build up my little Popeye arms so I can see if I can hang with the big dog. I'm just saying. So let me see. Oh, all right. Question number 1 of 5. Tatiana, what has your relationship with God helped you learn as He's opened doors for you in this season? Set you up with the jab. You have the floor. Wait. So you mean to tell me that I got all the connects, I got all the network hookups, I can go right now on speed dial and be on the top 20 just like that? So you telling me I got to do all that? I got the look. I got the stage presence. I can entertain with the best of them. Oh, oops. You said the wrong word there. Entertain. Well, we have to argue that one, Samus, because there is some form of entertainment. Okay, I know. I get it. That's the industry stuff. The entertainment is in your interviews, when you're being professional, when you're being questioned by media, when you're going into these award ceremonies. You have to be professional and do your due diligence. But when you are set up, oh my goodness, see, when you are set up, I don't care if you singing at the Apollo, when you are set up, bust a right hook with your gift. Okay, yeah, you gave me a little something to come here, but see, I ain't playing with y'all tonight. I ain't playing with y'all. I appreciate what you sown into me, but however, I came here to knock some heads off in the Holy Ghost. So I hope you don't mind, and I'm sorry that I'm not here to entertain your flesh. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Oh, wait a minute. Samus, you going below the belt. You about to go in your corner. Okay, I'll go in my corner. But see, we got to understand something. In this season, all the entertainment and the 20-point checklist that was sent out decades ago, we're trying to implement it now in this season when God has just flipped the script on everything we know how to do. Everything we know how to do is going all wrong. We know how to pray wrong. We know how to read our word wrong. See, God is doing something different, and he's taking a twist on the whole process that we know. The process of the writing, the process of going through the motions, the process of going in the booth, the process of laying the track, the process of, okay, let me stop. See, what God is doing for you is nothing short. And see, you're walking in your authority. You know exactly what you've been through because you can hear it in when you sing. It's like you are punching through every obstacle that comes your way even before you lay the track down or write it on a book or an iPad. You know exactly what you've been through because when you're laying that track down, you are singing through your stuff and you singing to somebody else that just went through the same thing. Oh, my goodness. All right. See, let me stop. I need to calm down. It's getting late and people ain't ready to get all hyped up like this. So I need to just pump it back a little bit and take a little hit because you coming back with a two-piece special. So I need to be ready for it. So the question number two, what made you decide to pursue being a gospel recording artist or national recording artist in this season? You have the floor. Yeah, you, yeah. Now, I know you got set up because I got an awesome opportunity to speak with Mike. Well, we call him MD, but, you know, that's a clubhouse thing. But, you know, we call him MD. So, basically, this is why this is so awesome, because his testimony alone can make anybody get up out of their whatever it is that they're feeling. And they're like, you know what? My brother just inspired me to get up off myself and do this for God, not me. I've been set up with a perfect opportunity to minister amongst great men and women that do this because they have a passion for what God wants in this season. Not all the accolades, not all the awards, which, like I said, for some people, that's what they strive for. And there's nothing wrong with that if you have a goal. But see, this thing called the collective, let me get started on this one. See, this thing called the collective started coming about in this whole process. And the collective and the group you are under, the label you are under. Now, by the way, Tatiana, would you happen to be a part of the collective? I don't know. I don't think they gave me that script. I told you. See, I know voices. See, God gave me a gift. And when I heard you sing your EP, I was like, wait a minute. I hear a voice. Because I listen to the collective. All of you guys just go ham. Y'all don't care about key changes and modulations. See, what y'all do, y'all blend. And it's like effortless. And you can tell as a vocalist when you are like-minded with other individuals. And like you said, it's easy. Everything came easy. It wasn't, oh, man, my voice is scratched after this practice. I need to cut it. Oh, my goodness. No, you were sitting there like, oh, God, I'm still high. What in the world? What is going on? You set me up, God. What in the world? See, this is what he does in this season. See, the minute we say, I'm done, God, I don't want to hear nothing else from anybody else. I'm sick of all this stuff and all this nonsense. And then he has a little door by you walking out all mad and all emotional. What was that? So you stop, and being that you already know how to throw some hands, you already on the defensive, like, what is going on? I heard a door open, and I'm walking down this lane, and I don't see nobody else. I ain't playing. But when the door cracked open, you saw a little light that was attractive. It wasn't that scary, spooky light. It was that light saying, look, I hear you. Just come here. You know how we do with our kids. Listen. And see, when we listen, this is when we get all of the benefits of being who we are in Christ, because we don't listen half the time. We do our own thing, make our own choices, and guess what? We keep falling right on our face. Why? Because we made the choice. But as soon as we let go, as soon as we say, you know what? I don't know what you got me in here for. I know you was like, Mike, why am I here? Well, why am I even, look, I got 15 minutes. I'm ready to go. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know you like that, sis, but I can just know you don't play. So you had 15 minutes, and Mike had to give you a Holy Ghost 15-minute smackdown, and you was like, I'm happy to oblige. Let's do this thing, MD. Let's lay this thing out. Next thing you know, you singing with the collective. Next thing you know, you laying down your I lay it down, and you just knocking them out the park. And then you go ahead and you say, you know what, God? Before I lay it down, I need you. I can't continue to keep looking all pretty on these EP covers and acting like I'm feeling something and I feel so empty. God, I need you in this season to move through me. This is the setup. When I sing I need you, it's going to be a setup, because when I need you, I was embraced with the collective. In turn, I laid it down all for you. Don't play with me. Oh, my God. All right. Let me stop. I'm going to calm down. All right. Whew. All right. Stop, y'all. Do not. No, I'm not going there. No, not tonight. I'm trying to be nice. All right. See, this ministry for you, Tatiana, in an entertainment-driven genre. This is going to get you in trouble. You don't have to answer the question if you don't want to, but this is a heavy one. So you have the floor. Is this ministry for you in an entertainment-driven genre? And, okay, Holy Spirit. See, when you are entering into the arena of the industry, see, what people don't understand is that you have to have your north, your south, your east, and your west protected. What do I mean? I need to have a team of people that don't mind stopping what they're doing. Oh, my God. And pray for me in every arena, every place I step my foot, that keeps me girded and protected from the spears coming to the back. See, don't play with me. This industry can be nasty. It can take your very heart out your chest. I said it, and I'll be happy to take your DMs right now. See, this is what people don't say. See, But see, what's going on right now is individuals like yourself, sis, you guys are coming equipped, the thick skin already. You know how it's like. As an independent, you already dealing with them folks with their nose too high. You already dealing with ego trips. You already dealing with folks that ain't going to talk to you because your name ain't. See, you gonna already deal with them folks that just because you ain't wearing the latest red bottom shoes or you don't got a Louis Vuitton bag, they don't want to have nothing to do with you. See, don't play with me. See, we got all this outside interference. I'm going to get in trouble with this one too. All right. We got all this outside interference. What do I mean? We look blessed. We sound profound and blessed. We even have some of the catchphrases and cliches to throw at people just in case they try to challenge us in the spirit. Well, I got news for you. Cliches don't work no more. People can see through your Maybelline. Yeah, men wear it too. They seeing through all that stuff. They seeing through your toupees. They seeing through all your weave. They seeing through your $1,000 nails. Yeah, men got them too. You be surprised. A lot of them got it in the, okay, let me stop. All right. We got a lot of folks skinny jeans in, all this stuff. And we're supposed to be the light. Oh, see, don't get me started. See, how can we be an effective ministry as a core when there's so much division in the house? What am I saying? Okay, the industry has been going on for decades, but we have so much division in the house that we don't even want to open the door to the people that can do and better and take it to the next generation of individuals that have no clue who Jesus Christ is. Who that? And we got Kanye West topping all the gospel charts, and he ain't even, let me stop. All right. See, we got this entertainment down pat. That's what I'm trying to get at. And when you have a sincere heart, not to entertain, but to minister, you'll be surprised that the people you are opening for, the people you are singing before, you're already setting the atmosphere, because the person that's coming with their entourage and all their people flashing the lights, camera, action, while you walk off stage, they get set up by the Holy Ghost assassin. Oh, my God. See, they walk in there being so-and-so, and they hit that stage, and they're like, oh, whoa, hold on a second. What in the world is going on? That's because, see, you forgot that you're supposed to do this thing. Yes, you have certain criteria of industry and entertainment. But when you get on this platform, one thing you have to remember, you don't know who you're going to minister to. You don't know who just spent their last $25, $30 just to come into the arena in the nosebleed section, not the VIP, the nosebleed section. They in the back. They spent their last just to hear you minister. And all you doing is doing a whole bunch of nonsense and singing two songs. And you got all your Skittles and Perrier in the back, and you think you done something. That ain't ministry. That's entertainment. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm blow somebody's spot up. I'm sorry. See, this is what I'm saying. It's nothing wrong, anybody, because you have the opportunity to mess the whole thing up, because you can leave the power of the Holy Ghost right there on that stage. And that's why I said that. When they walking up with all the pride and arrogance, yeah, I said it, and then when they have their performance, Yeah, I said it. All in their head, all mapped out, knowing how they're going to do this, how they're going to move their hand, how they're going to be so artistic with their movement. And then all of a sudden, they hit the stage and it stops them right in their tracks. So they come back in the dressing room. Now, they got the VIP suite. So they gave the little opener, a little closet or whatever it is that they give you. But see, they end up making their way down the closet dressing room. Okay, and they're being led to a spirit that was left on the stage, and they don't understand why, but I am so-and-so. I'm supposed to be dripping with anointing on camera. Uh-oh, oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Okay, so we go down to the dressing room, and we knock on the door. The door opens, and immediately the spirit knocks you right on your butt. So you stretch your hand out, Tatiana, and you say, "Hey, God bless you. How are you?" So instead of you getting all starstruck, the first thing you notice is what's grabbing a hold of that sister or that brother that led you or that led them to your dressing room. See, this is where ministry comes in, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all don't want to hear this part. Y'all just want the fame and the lights. But I'm telling you, these indie artists that are coming out, they have two-edged swords. They can do their thing and still slap you with the Holy Ghost all in the same motion and still walk in integrity and purpose. See, don't get me started because I'm seeing it. And I've been so blessed to have individuals like you and Michael and Sabrina and Jokia and all these folks that stepped on this platform, and I'm honored to see the authority of God and what you bring to the table without being all messed up by the stars. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. All right. All right. All right. All right, Facebook. I know. Y'all had enough of me. Y'all had two doses of me today, and y'all had enough because y'all like to shut me down anyway. It is okay. So I'm going to be a little more easy, but go ahead, Tatiana, if you want to say something, because I know you over there rocking and you got your hands, you got the little, you know how you do when you about to fight, you got that little hand thing going on. You rocking like, man, you better stop talking to me. You better stop talking to me, but I know you got something to say. So please take this mic from me. You have the floor. We'll go to question four, and then we're going to ask you for all your social media handles and how they can get your music. So you have the floor. You go take it, sis. I'm done. Go ahead. Yes, you have. See, first of all, I got to give kudos to your set in the back. You on fire. See, you got the perfect setup, so you already ready for anything. First of all, I'll get there one day. So see, people don't understand. See, this is a thing too that we have. We look, okay, let me take these off. These are getting on my nerves. Okay, see, this is what people do. We look at what it looks like. See, Tatiana talking all that stuff, but look at how she living. She living that blessed life, but how she going to tell me how to do this? Or how he going to sit here and tell me how I'm doing this on the stage and I'm entertaining the people? I'm electrifying the gospel crowd. I'm selling out stadiums and arenas. See, that's the problem. No one cares about what you look like. See, the problem is people, the next generation of believers that are rising up, the next generation of indie artists that are rising up, they are seeing right through your stuff. And they don't have a problem. Even when you were singing background with the best of them, and you were going through your pressing, and God was preparing you for your place, you knew the spirits you were dealing with. You knew when you were on certain stages, all the battles you had to go through outside singing. See, don't get me started. See, we're dealing with principalities. We're dealing with the prince of who? The air. So, again, let's put all this in a nice little bow, Tatiana, because people are getting mad at us. So let me put it in a nice little bow. See, we are dealing with someone that is the prince and the lord of the air. What does that mean? When we say we're on air or when we're ministering in sound, that means it's going into the atmosphere. We can use churchdom lyricism on this one. It goes into the atmosphere, into the third and the fourth dimension. You know, all that stuff we say. But see, we have to understand that the devil is like playing chess. See, the devil knows exactly what he's doing. He knows every weakness, every move he can make. But see, the difference in this season, we are being strengthened in our mess. See, they don't want to hear that. Let's speak perfection. Since they don't want to hear that they got to go through the fire to become pure gold. They don't want to hear that they got to be pressed and that coal dealing with the pressure and the heat and the fire and the ice and all that stuff that comes with making a beautiful diamond. It pressure to make the stone and to make it valuable. It's not the soft stuff. Let's clap our hands and say hallelujah and press the 2 minute in our spiritual microwave and we expect a double for our trouble. It don't work that way, baby. Sometimes you got to work that thing. And sometimes you got to stay in the back and realize what you're about to walk into so you can prepare your own place. And you know how to attack it from the front because you've been in the back and you understand all the stuff coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and you just coming on stage singing background. You ain't got to deal with the other pressure. You just coming, doing your job, making sure you sound good, and you leaving. You ain't got to worry about all that other stuff. But see, what people don't understand is nothing wrong being in the background. See, Lecrae said it the best way possible. See, it's in the background that brings the most power. It's in the background where you can learn and home and be true to the one true God in your life and not idolize the people that you sing with. Uh-oh. Or build your resume based on the people that you sung with. See, you understand that it took the process for you to get where you are. And that's why when we go out with this song in a few, people are going to be like, what in the world? She sat there so nice and so dainty and professional, and she didn't sound like the song that played. I don't understand it. Well, keep listening. See, and if you was here from the beginning, you know, don't let the fool you, because this sister got two hands in a biscuit, and she'll take her nails off and her earrings off, her lashes off, and go to town with anybody messing with her in her kingdom and her spiritual place, her quiet place, her prayer room closet. She ain't playing with the devil in this season. She's tired of the devil being all over her back. She's tired of the devil causing havoc in her life. She's tired of the devil. So she's going to lay it down. See, don't play me. Don't play. All right, I'm done. All right, all right, all right. Go ahead, go ahead. Oh, my God. See, you starting stuff. See, and I'm trying to be calm, but you throwing some more two-piece special my way, so I got to come back with the smackdown. See, you said the same exact thing I was going to say next. This is how God's moving here. See, I said all that to say all that we have to do is make the choice to change. See, we know how to do everything else. See, we know how to be the boss, get the bag, all this stuff that we run in our mouth about, but we cannot make one simple choice to lay it down. We want to be in control of everything. But see, when you doing stuff for God, you have to choose to be on the co-pilot position. See, oh, well, God, I'm choosing to be the pilot of this ship. That's your problem. You got to get out the way. This is what's been the problem for the last two decades in the industry. We got too many Indians. We got too many Indians, and we don't have a solid chief that we can choose to follow. We got all these Indians doing all this stuff. We got no chiefs with authority, but the one that's sitting on the throne is sitting looking like, all you got to do is trust me. I don't care if you got three mansions. I don't care if you got butlers and maids. I'm the God that gave you the ability to do it. I am the Father that sat there watching you almost take your life with all the stuff you surrounded yourself with. I was sitting right there on the side of your bed when you was about to take that whole prescription medicine right there. I was sitting right there. And when you thought you were gone, my hand was right you from dying because I know your purpose. So until you stop being a big old baby, a big old brat, big old hard-headed numbskull, I will sit right here because I love you that much. And it's going to hurt me to see you keep running into a wall, but I'm going to sit here because I love you that much, and I know you're going to come to me if you just lay it down. See, don't play with me. See, people always want to run their mouth. I know who I was. I know what I used to be. I know that I ain't the most perfect fish in the whole tank, but I know one thing. I chose not to be that guy. I chose to let God lead me. I chose that no matter what happens in my life, people that I talk to day in and day out will see the God, not the personality, not the entertainment tonight. They will see the God in the vessel, that if he can take a wretch like me and he can elevate me with no money down, come on, man, don't play with me. I ain't had jack. And you sitting here telling me that God can't do it if you just trust him? See, people don't want, see, don't play with me. God can do anything. And in this season, when we stop getting in the way, God's going to do the impossible in our life. So I'm going to stop right there, because we're going to end up burning this thing down, and we ain't going to have nothing to lay it down with, because Facebook going to say we on tired of these church folks talking this stuff. But see, that's the difference. I'm not a church folk. I'm a believer that walks in the authority of my Father. See, I'm not a church guy. I'm a believer, because I know what God does, because I get out the way and I trust him, and he opens doors that you can't even shut. See, don't get me started. Let me calm down. All right, Tatiana, please, before we burn this thing down, please give the family all of your social media handles, how they can get in touch with you. Now, I tried to do due diligence, and I know how private you are, and I respect that. So I only was able to get a little bit that's on the screen. I don't have all of it, but this is what I had. So I used what I had. If it's incorrect, I can correct it and then put it on the screen for you while you're giving your spiel. So, Tatiana, you have the floor.
Amen. Now, do you have a website? The reason why I'm asking, because as an independent artist, what people don't understand, or as an independent anything, when you have a website, you are still doing the exact same thing that you let Spotify, I'm gonna get in trouble, all the rest of these social media handles that handle music. And if you have a website, I want to tell everyone out there, go to the website, purchase the CD, EP, download, go to the artist's website and download it from their page. Why? Because they get 100% of what they done. Now, no disrespect to all the other help. I get it. The artist has a website and they put their music on that website. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to their website and support their ministry. I'm just saying. So, Tatiana, can you give the family your website so they can come and give you some love? I'm just saying. You have the floor. Oh man. See, you had these covert op people, and I just was able to follow you on Instagram today. So, like I said, you got your warriors out there making sure people legit, and I appreciate that. I'm not hating at all, because you got to do that in this season. So I was just happy. Oh my God, she responded. Ah! You know, so yeah, I was a little excited. She responded. See, I sent, a while ago, but you just responded today, and then you answered back. I was like, oh my God, I'm finally fighting. La, la, la. See, I have fun, y'all. See, it's all serious and stuff when it comes to the kingdom of God and doing what we do on a day-to-day basis. But we're family. Why do we got to be so uptight, so all super spiritual and all this stuff, we can be able to laugh and laugh at the stuff that we used to do, and we can fellowship and eat at the same table. Even though we do two different things, we can still laugh and break bread and say, you know what, bro? You know what, sis? Look, forget all this formalism. Forget all this. You know, see, we should be able to do that. But see, we got to be so super, so deep. No, God bless you, Tatiana Barnett. Oh, my God. The Spirit of God. Oh, the Spirit of God is all over you, my sister. I'm quite sure that the people of God want to hear from the inner and the outer courts in your life. So will you please tell the people that are listening worldwide, yeah, worldwide, your anointing and the gift of Tatiana Barnett. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me stop. All right. They gonna get mad with me with that one. Oh, see, Thomas always throwing shade. No, I'm not throwing shade. I'm having fun. Look, I've been there. I've done that. I was that guy that was in the studio sweeping up people's stuff, looking at all the gadgets and gears, cleaning the mics and taking the garbage out and all the stuff. I was the janitor, but I was sitting there taking notes because I knew when everybody left, I had an opportunity to sit in the seat, put on the earphones, adjust the microphone, and I was in my own little Shonde. I was knowing one day that I'll be able to do this thing on my own. And the same thing that I was doing being in the background and nobody saw the fly on the wall. Oh, here you go. Throwing papers. Oh, here you go. You know how people do. You know how we do. We get in a status and we act like we all that in a bag of chips. And we start throwing stuff at people and we just, but we forget that we was that same person in the same position maybe just a year ago, 2 years ago. And for some of us, it was years ago, but we forgot where we came from. But see, in this season, God showed us who we truly were when we had to sit in the house and be quarantined and couldn't go nowhere. Gotta see the kids every second of every day. Gotta see your spouse every second of every day because y'all was so busy doing y'all thing. Y'all only had that time after you got off work. See, don't play with me. And now you gotta bring all that into a collective all day, every day. You getting on my nerves, girl. You getting on my nerves, boo. You getting on my nerves, baby girl. Oh, my goodness. I need a vacation. We still on quarantine. And I need a spiritual detox because I just realized just how ugly I am. And I ain't talking about my looks. I'm talking about my heart posture. It's so black, I can't even see my own black hair. Well, I don't have hair, but I'm just saying, I can't see nothing. See, God allowed us to see who we truly were. And this is why I'm telling you, Tatiana, that you got the memo. You already knew who you was. Look, I'm hard-headed. Yeah, I'm strong-minded. I'm strong opinionated. And if I don't make the decision, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say because I already made the decision before you started running your mouth. See, I was that guy too, so I know. So when God says, okay, you're in quarantine, shut up. Now, when God tell you to shut up, sis, look, and it was no, this is God, shut up. No, God said, shut up. And it ain't no, oh, could you please? No, shut up. And you like, was you talking to me, boo? No, that wasn't me. And you looking around like, who on told me shut up? Look, see, people don't want to play with, see, people play with this thing, but God talks to you. But see, we don't listen because we choose not to listen. But what you just said, Sid, when you finally listened and you said, you know what? I'm choosing to lay it down. I'm choosing to follow you. I'm choosing to allow people to say whatever they want to say. You can run your mouth all you want, but I'm choosing to do what God has for me in this season. But let me give a shout out because we got Uncle G on the line. God bless you, sir. And yes, get Tatiana's music. It is fire. You missed it on the first segment, sir. We played it into the show, but we're going to play it out before we get out of here. But Tatiana, here's a serious question. Make a lot of people look at you some kind of way. So here we go. Number five, the last question of the night. So what do you like to do for fun? You have the floor. See, ain't nothing wrong with that. See, we in a world right now, sis. Oh, that's corny. You need to get out the house more, girl. You need to all this being in the house, being with your kids all the time. You know how we do. I'm just saying. See, I'm a whole body, too. I'm good. If I ain't doing this, I'm at home. I ain't trying to be out there and get myself in no trouble. So in order for me to eliminate all that stuff, I eliminate myself out the picture. It's all good because I'm used to it. I've been quarantined. I got very comfortable being in my little bubble. Just saying. But anyway, let me be quiet. So Tatiana, one last time, give all of your social media handles. Give your website out. Please support this artist. Go to her website. Buy her music. And you never know. She might come out with her own makeup line. Uh-oh. See, I'm no prophet, so don't cash at me. I'm not one of them. I'm just saying. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say it. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. See, when you have a passion to do something, see, God gives you doors to open. See, you just don't sing. See, there's other stuff that God is doing. And see, I don't know your business, but you unsaid a key thing. I love makeup. And the way you said it and you perked up was like, boy, I love makeup. And I'm like, okay, yeah. So I think God's got a little itch in your spiritual shande that you need to come up with a Tati line. Oh, see, I already gave you a name. The Tati B. There you go. Or whatever. See, there you go. See, that was free. I ain't going to charge it to you. But if you were blessed by tonight's... No, let me stop. All right. So, one last time, give everybody your social media handles, your website, and we going to go out with your song. Lay it down. So, Tatiana, you have the floor. Tatiana, I'm not going to do the introduction any just do. Please introduce to the family this song because I unjacked it up. So allow me to take my leave, step back from the mic, and allow you to introduce to the family this new hot EP. So you have the floor. So let's get it. Let's go. Let's hear it right now. Oh, my goodness. That is straight bananas. Oh, my goodness. We could just close out the show just like that, just saying. But, of course, what we like to do is give some nuggets to the people that are watching or the people that are watching on replay. I know there's somebody out there that's been watching us, and they've been hearing the passion that we've been having tonight, and they just don't understand why. Because I'm stuck. Tatiana, you sound as if everything's okay, but girl, I'm stuck. I feel like I'm sinking, and I'm over here. I got a song. I'm on my second verse, but I can't seem to get to the bridge. I'm stuck. And I believe God and all, but I don't feel him near me anymore. I don't know. So what can you tell me to motivate me to continue on in this journey of being a gospel artist? Because I just don't see it. So, Tatiana, can you give a nugget to someone that's out there saying that exact same thing? Right now, you have the floor. Amen. Well, she laid the smack down this whole night. Don't let her looking all graceful over there fool you. This woman of God has fire coming out of those lashes. I'm just saying. So, and she got a two-piece special too, y'all. See, don't let all that fool you. She dangerous in the house. I'm just saying. But anyway, let me stop for you won't come back. Let me stop now. All right. So, we got to go. Tatiana has to go. We going to keep her here all night. She got better things to do than to play around with me. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have just watched Gospel Recording Artists, National Recording Artists, Worldwide Recording Artists. Tatiana Barnett was in the building with your boy, the Psalmist Voice. We was going ham and cheese. We was letting you know that we need Jesus far more than all the stuff. We were allowing you to come into the collective, even though we wanted to go out. We were letting you know that all through the mess of COVID and all the stuff in my life, looking all jacked up, tore up to the floor up, making my own decisions because I thought I knew better, God had to allow me to lay it down at his feet. So family, walk with us. Let's go! We'll see you next time on another exciting episode of the exclusive interview. My special guest, Tatiana Barnett. Y'all better get her EP. And we gonna go out one more and again, like they say here in Texas. We gonna go one more again with this song. We gonna go out with this song. Lay it down. So, family, we love you. We will see you next time. Have a good evening. And we are done. So we'll see you on the next showdown to the floor down. Thank you for coming, Tatiana. You have a good one. All right. Take care now. We love ya. Let's get it.